And I want y'all to remember that Christmas is Jesus' birthday. And I want y'all to remember this song, too, and don't never forget it. Jesus' birthday, the month that Jesus was born in. You bigger girls should remember it and sing it. Just hand it, sing it to the little ones, yeah? 1 month was Jesus born in. Last morning, yeah. 1 month was Jesus born in. Last morning, yeah. Ooh, Lord, you got January, February, March, oh, Lord. You got April, May, and June, Lord. Got the July, August, September, October, and November. You got 25th day of December. It's the last morning, yeah. I'm talking about Mary's baby. Last morning, yeah. I'm talking about Mary's baby. Last morning, yeah. Ooh, Lord, you got January, February, March, oh, Lord. You got April, May, and June, Lord. Got the July, August, September, October, and November. You got 25th day of December. It's the last month in the year. He was born in an ox or manger. Last month in the year. He was born in an ox or manger. Last morning, yeah. Ooh, Lord, you got January, February, March, oh, Lord. You got April, May, and June, Lord. You got July, August, September, October, and November. You got 25th day of December. It's the last morning, yeah.
Ooh, we now.
What you gonna do?
Please tell me
for Christmas.
Ooh, we boys.
What you gonna do?
Yeah.
For Christmas.
Heard somebody say. Every family ought to have a family prayer. Tell me now,
what you gonna do?
Please tell me
for Christmas.
Ooh, we now,
what you gonna do?
Please pray
for Christmas Day.
Heard somebody say,
a little child.
September. That's the year. All the 25th of December. Tell me now. Tell me now,
what you gonna do?
Ooh, me now,
for Christmas.
Please tell me more,
what you gonna do?
Ooh, me now,
for Christmas Day.
Hey, somebody say,
hey, I've been a trouble.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come to me and pray.
Listen to this. I'll be so happy. Savior was born. Tell me,
what you gonna do?
Ooh, we
for Christmas.
Ooh, and more.
What you gonna do?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
On Christmas Day.
Heard somebody say,
I've been a cowboy.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Won't get on my knees and pray.
Brother Drake, would you mind people what you gonna do for Christmas?
And what are you gonna do for Christmas? Have you decided yet? I can't remember if the Golden Harmoniers have decided what they're going to do. Even Mr. Drink Small, the composer of that tune, and playing the little guitar part there at the end, letting us know what he was going to do for Christmas. And preceding the Golden Harmoniers, the great Vera Hall Ward, Livingston County, Alabama, who John Lomax referred to as the greatest folk singer in America. The last month of the year, and her Christmas song for the Sinner's Crossroads gospel broadcast on WFMU. My name is Kevin Nutt. On the 24th day of December version of the Sinner's Crossroads gospel broadcast. And we've cherry-picked the Christmas chestnuts from the past 11 or 12 years. A couple of new ones, I think, in the proper research. We'll start the next set with the Weak Sisters. Their funky and unique take on Silent Night. Plenty of versions of Silent Night gospels. I think we'll hear two or three tonight. It's courtesy of the HSC record label and their gospel songs for Christmas LP, The Weeks Sisters, South Carolina, here on Sinner's Crossroads, WFMU.
Sleep in the heaven. speaking to you from this subject, Christmas. What does Christmas mean to you? All over the land, women are cleaning houses and decorating their windows, getting ready for a big Christmas. And your grave may be your Sandy Claus. Children are writing letters to old Sandy, and parents are telling them Sandy is going to bring you this thing and the other thing. And your grave may be your Christmas gift. Men are planning to buy a new suit, hat, or a car, and your grave may be your Christmas gift. Some women will spend all the money they have and go so far in debt until it takes them 6 months to get straight. And yet your grave may be your family club. What does Christmas mean to you? Some take Christmas drinking and dancing and clowning around. And others take it going to church for an outside joke. But the grave may be your Christmas gift. Some of you women are hustling around on the street, are taking the money that the men have saved up for Christmas, and you have contracted the TB. Now you are walking around just an old hug, just a scatter on the street, are planning for Christmas, and your grave may be your family club. Some of you men are stealing the money that your wives have laid aside, and you are dressing up these old hollies and putting them in shape for Christmas, and their grave may be their Sandy girl. Some of you are planning for a long drive on Christmas Day, and that old car may travel over, and your grave may be your Christmas gift. Some of you are planning for a big midnight dance. You are now laying aside your red horse and white lightning, getting ready for what you call a big Sunday. But your grave may be your Christmas gift. Some take Christmas for a holiday. Christmas is a holiday. What does it mean to you? I'll...
Some people use the wrong way, wrong way, wrong way. Some people use the wrong way to celebrate Christmas Day. On the 25th of December, 1928, is a national issue of heaven to the world that is Jesus' birthday. Some people use the wrong way, wrong way, wrong way. Some people use the wrong way to celebrate Christmas Day. Some people work every day and draws good money, every pay, and here's what the same people say: I'm gonna spend my money and have my way. Some people use wrong way, wrong way, wrong way. Some people use the wrong way to celebrate Christmas Day. While the church is praying on Christmas Day, other people are roaming the streets and drinking their soul away. Some people use wrong way, wrong way, wrong way. Some people use wrong way to celebrate Christmas Day. Thank you. Some people use wrong way, wrong way, wrong way. Some people use wrong way to celebrate Christmas Day.
Well, there wasn't no room, no room at the inn. There wasn't no room, no room at the inn. When the time had fully come, according to the word, there was a virgin girl, the mother of Jesus, was wandering round the night. She was trying to find a home for King Jesus to be born. But there was the meat and the good will be the witness and glory. For they saw that horrible look. Yes, they heard the manager say, when the time made away, that there wasn't no room, no room.
There was a star.
Come to us all.
Well, hey.
Children, go where I send thee. Gospel starlets, letting us know what to do in case we lose our way. Here on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU, the 24th day of December, you'll have to remember version of the Sinner's Crossroads Gospel broadcast. Preceding the Gospel starlets, we'll do it this way. The Staple Singers, There Was a Star, from their battle, or sort of the Riverside gospel record that they did, kind of bounced around on a couple of labels. No matter. Their funky, great version of There Was a Star. We heard from the Fairfield Four and No Room at the End from about 1950 on that. The Reverend Edward W. Claiborne, of course. It's a wrong way to celebrate Christmas Day. He never really mentions it, but what he's talking about is drink. He's talking about drink. Don't be drunk on Christmas Day. Well, that's not going to happen. The Reverend Edward W. Claiborne, but letting us know what he's thinking and defining the parameters. I'll drink to that. The Ward Singers and Prince of Peace. They're singing on the Savoy record label on one of their great 1950s recordings, and we started to sit there with the unique Weeks sisters and their version of Silent Night. Holy Night. And Warm Night. A warm Christmas everywhere. But if Donald Trump was president, he would make it cold, wouldn't he? He could. Donald Trump can make it cold for Christmas. I believe that. This is the Sinner's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast, here this evening on WFMU. My name is Kevin Nutt. If you'd like to say howdy or hello or what was that song or I don't think you're doing a good job, you could do better. Dispense with the irony. You can reach by email, that is center@wfmu.org, center@wfmu.org. The playlist is up and running. I will tell you that the comments board is activated, and I am running in and out, opening presents with the family. Maybe I'll have a chance to type in the song, I don't know. We'll say hello. That way, let some of the gospel knuckleheads show you where the fire is. I'm sure they'll have an opinion. That's center@wfmu.org. Go where I send thee. That's the last song we heard in that set. And we'll start our second set of Christmas gospel music on the 24th day of December edition of the Sinner's Crossroads gospel broadcast. Yes. And the Salem Travelers, Merry Christmas to you. That's what they'll be singing about here on Sinner's Crossroads, WFMU.
You will see people soon start hanging decorations, start putting up a special kind of tree. Take the tree and place it before a window so all that pass they can see. They be hanging out the lights, they put the lights around the sun. Somebody in the house might be brushing away the. Sign reads Merry Christmas. What did it read? Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Christmas season
I was walking down the sidewalk a few days ago. There were some kids there on the sidewalk playing. Some were sad with tears all in their eyes. I asked them what was wrong, and they began to tell me that Santa Claus wouldn't be able to bring them no toys. And as I walked down the street, I began to hum in my mind. I said, Father, if it's your will this evening, will you please give me strength to help somebody? Oh, Lord, I'm talking about those that can't help themselves.
Hey, this Christmas.
Oh, I believe that it will be a better world to live in today. And as I walked a little further, I began to cry. I see that someone needs to smile every once in a while. It ain't no harm to bring some happiness to someone. If you mean that this evening, I believe you ought to say it again. Let's make this Christmas.
Make this Christmas.
Said, oh, make it
mean something.
Something to someone. And oh, right now, Jesus, bring some joy.
Bring some joy.
All over the land and country, I've seen kids didn't even have a toy to play with. Some didn't even have no food to eat. And I began to think about the ways that we're wasting today. Every time we find a nickel or dime, we could all put it together and bring some joy to somebody's heart. It sure ain't no harm to see. Yeah, Lord, to someone. Said, oh, let's,
oh, let's
make this Christmas, please, sir.
Child.
Well,
oh, in a manger, he was wrapped in swaddling cloth. If it wasn't for his birth, this whole world would be lost. Ah, no, I got religion. God knows I'm not ashamed. I was standing there at the table when the angels signed my name. I had to go. Oh, Lord God,
tell it on your mind.
I wish I had somebody to help me over the hill. The
I don't know what God
is to you, but he's my all in all.
That's why I've got to go.
Oh, God, God.
Get it on the mountain.
Over the hill.
Clarence Taylor and the Macaulay Singers, Go Tell It on the Mountain. Yeah, over the hills and everywhere. Courtesy of the HSE record label. And I guess in about 1975 when that record came out. The Angelic Gospel Singers and a remake of their Glory to the Newborn King that they originally issued in the early 50s on the Gotham record label. This one came out on Nashboro, 1968. Hence the bigger bottom, the bass and drums on that. We can dig it. The Swan Silvertones and Great Day in December, one of their Christmas songs, and Claude Jeter, one of his great falsetto performances. The Silvertones of Cincinnati, no relation, and a live version of Silent Night recorded in around 1968, I believe. Would like to have been to that gospel program. Luckily, someone had a decent recorder. That was issued on the Process record label out of Cincinnati. The New Exciting Whirlwinds. Merry Christmas. Talking about that little boy who didn't have anything for Christmas. The New Exciting Whirlwinds. Christmas can be a sad time, too. Some of the best Christmas songs are in a minor key. The Salem Travelers starting to set there. Merry Christmas to you. A nice soul-styled gospel number. The Salem Travelers on the Checker record label. They knew what they were doing. They knew what they were doing. It's the 24th day of December. A couple hours to go to Christmas Day. Hope everyone goes and does and gets what they wanted. But that doesn't mean WFMU shuts down. WFMU keeps on going. Be here tomorrow and the next day. And hopefully this time, next week, the last day of the year, he calmed down with the Sinner's Crossroads gospel broadcast then. My name is Kevin Nutt. Stay tuned to the Mighty Mighty, and we'll see you next week.
Merry Christmas
to you.
listening the other day to a conversation between a mother and her son. He was asking, why do we exchange gifts at Christmas time? Oh, she began to explain that Jesus Christ was born the 25th day of December. And since we can't give him a gift, then we give them to the ones we love the most. And there are some we are not able to give gifts. So we do the next thing that we are able to do. We just wish them a Merry Christmas. Youngsters at Christmas time.
Merry, Merry Christmas to you.
Every mother and father feel wonderful to see the child smile.
Merry,
and I get a joy out of hearing them wishing each one all around Merry Christmas.
You've been listening to Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in Rockland County, and WFMU.org all over the world. Spaz is out tonight, but Mark is here to fill in. Circle Time with Mark R. is here to take you through the rest of the Christmas holiday. So ho, 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 everybody, and have a wonderful time.
Welcome to my space age bachelor pad. Mis amigos, happy holidays. I am so glad you could make it. My, you look ravishing tonight. I love the boots. And you look so dashing. The cut of that suit is impeccable. Now please, come in and make yourselves at home. You will find the bar over there. There's a lovely view of Venus tonight, and I'm sure your ears will take you to where the band is playing in the back room. And oh yes, the mistletoe is right over. Ah, it seems to be occupied right now. Well, just relax and have a fabulous time. Feliz Navidad, baby.
Feliz Navidad, baby. Welcome to my space-age bachelor pad. It is Christmas Eve, and this is Circle Time.
My name is Miss Nelson.
My name is Bruce.
And we've made a wild and wonderful record for you.
We will tell you all kinds of things to do and be, and you can let your imagination go with us.
Just listen to what we say, dear hearts.
This is where the magic starts.
Well, okay. We seem to be not playing my famous theme music there, so Hold on now. Let's have a little bit more of the bachelor pad. What do you say? Now, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to have a little ventures, okay? Had a little crazy time getting in. I'll tell you about it later, but we're going to set up the next record. But we are going to have a good time tonight, so hang in there with me. It is Christmas Eve, and this is Circle Time. Okay, really? Seriously? Hang on. We are going to go back to the bachelor pad for a minute. Do a little experiment here. Technical difficulties are us, so. This is how we roll here. All right. I want to start with a piece of music that is absolutely a Desert Island disc for me. In 1962 or 63, Don Cherry had left Ornette Coleman's group and was in Europe, and in Italy, he ran into an Argentine fellow over there by the name of Leandro Gatto Barbieri, who played saxophone. And they came back to the States, and on Christmas Eve, 1964, they recorded this masterpiece, Complete Communion.